This goes to Dr. Mawari. It's M like Mary, A-W-A-R-I. Fax 989-629-8145. And Dr. Krepostman, K-R-E-P-O-S-T-M-A-N. Fax 989-956-4105. Regarding A, T like Tom, A, N like November, C-I-O, middle initial G like golf, and Trigo, T like Tom, R-I-G-O, Jr., date of birth 12/4/1944. Dear doctors, this is a consultation for Mr. Trigo with stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, and microalbuminuria. The patient is accompanied by his daughter, who does live with him and helps with meal preparation and helps to take care of him and also transports him to appointments. He does see Dr. Krepostman on a regular basis for his heart disease. He does have an extensive history of artery disease involving a two-vessel cabbage, coronary artery bypass graft in 2002, and he's had angioplasties, balloon angioplasties of both lower extremities for peripheral vascular disease. Those have worked very well. He's got no claudication pain, no edema, no discoloration of feet after that those procedures. He does walk with a walker. He's had no recent hospitalizations or procedures, no headaches or dizziness, no chest pain or palpitations. He has dyspnea on exertion, but none at rest, no cough, wheezing, or sputum production, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no constipation, diarrhea, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood. No UTIs, no history of kidney stones, no edema or claudication symptoms. He does have a lot of joint discomfort. He's had multiple joint surgeries done. Past medical history is significant for hypertension, hyperlipidemia, type 2 diabetes, degenerative joint disease of multiple joints, and coronary artery disease, and also peripheral vascular disease. Past surgical history, he had the two-vessel coronary artery bypass graft in 2002. He's had a colonoscopy, a hernia repair. He had a left hip open reduction internal fixation in 2018. He had a right rotator cuff repair surgery, a right tibial osteotomy. He had angioplasty in both lower extremities, and a left total knee replacement. Social history. The patient quit smoking in 1995. He smoked about 20 years before that, about one pack per day. He does not use alcohol or illicit drugs. He is divorced, now lives with daughter and family. He is retired from General Motors. Family history is significant for coronary artery disease, type 2 diabetes, and hyperlipidemia. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, no known drug allergies. Medications, Lovaza, 1 gram, he takes 2 daily. Vitamin B12, 1,000 microgram daily. Vitamin D3, 1,000 units daily. Nitroglycerin, 0.4 milligrams sublingual as needed for chest pain. Metformin is 500 milligram daily. Lipitor, 40 milligram daily. Carvedilol, 12.5 milligram twice a day. Jardiance, 10 milligram daily. Trulicity, 0.75 milligram once weekly. Vitamin B6 is 250 milligram daily. He's not using any oral, non-steroidal, anti-inflammatory drugs for pain. physical examination. Height is 69 inches, weight 198 pounds, pulse 82, oxygen saturation 96% on room air, blood pressure left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 130/78. His neck is supple. There's no jugular venous distension, no carotid bruise, no lymphadenopathy. Heart is regular, somewhat dissonant sounds, no murmur or rub. Lungs are clear with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout, no rales, wheezes, or effusion. Abdomen is soft, obese, non-tender, no ascites, no enlarged liver or spleen, no CVA tenderness. Extremities, he has a trace of ankle edema bilaterally in decreased sensation in feet bilaterally. In labs and diagnostic studies, most recent creatinine level was done 6/13 of 2023, and that was 1.9 with estimated GFR of 36. April 11th of 2023, creatinine is 1.8, GFR 38. 12/16 of 22, creatinine 1.4, GFR 49. 11/17/22, creatinine 1.5, GFR 45. 10/10/22, creatinine 1.4, GFR 49. 8/30/22, creatinine 1.5, GFR 45. 6/13 of 23, we have normal calcium at 8.6, sodium 137, potassium 4.3, carbon dioxide 21, PSA is normal at 0.52, glucose was 119. 4/11 of 23, random glucose was 278, potassium slightly high at 5.2, creatinine 1.8, calcium 8.6, carbon dioxide 20. 12/16 of 22, creatinine 1.4, glucose is 128, potassium 4.6, carbon dioxide 22. 10/10 of 22, microalbumin to creatinine ratio is elevated at 41 in the microscopic range. And we have a urinalysis negative for blood and negative and 30-plus protein. And 10/10 of 22, hemoglobin is 14.0 with normal white count and normal platelets. And we have a kidney ultrasound with bladder. His right kidney measures 9.6 centimeters, no hydronephrosis, no cysts, no stones. Left kidney is 9.4 centimeters without hydronephrosis, cysts, or stones, and the bladder was decompressed for this study. Assessment and plan, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with some worsening of kidney function, most likely suspected to be secondary to peripheral vascular disease that may be affecting the renal arteries. So we are scheduling him for renal Doppler studies in ELMA, and those are scheduled July 24th. We do want him to continue to get monthly lab studies done. We've asked the daughter to help him purchase a blood pressure monitor and check blood pressures at home, with the goal being 130 over 80 or less. We've encouraged him to follow a low-sodium diet. He asked if the metformin should be held. He's on a very low dose, and we don't need to hold that unless the GFR gets less than 30, and that would be because he would be at risk for lactic acidosis. We know the metformin does not cause kidney damage, but he could develop lactic acidosis if his GFR drops below 30. But we will advise him to do so if that does occur. And he's going to have a follow-up visit with this practice in the next 3 to 4 months. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.